dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Everybody, Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN. Yeah, it's our regular features here. This is You Big Dummy. This is where we read actual news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Authorities in Georgia are investigating the theft of a trailer loaded with $98,000 worth of ramen noodles. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office said the trailer was parked at a Chevron station in Fayetteville on July 25th. When the driver returned August 1st, he discovered the trailer and noodles were gone. Police said witnesses reported last seeing the trailer on July 29th. The value of the missing ramen was estimated at $98,000, picking up, indicating up to $300,000 of noodle, 300,000 noodle packets were inside the trailer when it was taken. Police said they released details about the theft Wednesday in hopes of obtaining tips from witnesses.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Number two. A Slovakian woman was reportedly arrested after she played the same opera song on repeat for 16 years. What? What? The woman was identified as Eva by a Hungarian news site, was charged with harassment and malicious persecution for allegedly forcing her neighbors to repeatedly endure Giuseppe Verdi's La Traviata. Eva is said to have begun the opera playing 16 years ago to drown out the noise of a neighbor's barking dog and never stopped. I love Placido Domingo, one woman told Hungarian news site, referring to the singer whose version Eva played. But not like this. The whole street is suffering, another resident said.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Sheriff's officials in Minnesota rescued a group stranded on a floating inflatable unicorn. The Chicago County Sheriff's Office said they shared a video of the four individuals. They were trapped in the weeds while riding a large white inflatable unicorn with rainbow features on Saturday. Driving by a local lake, we observed a bunch of women in rainbow uniforms stuck in the weeds. Yes, a rainbow uniform, the sheriff's office wrote. With a handful of laughs and some mad rescue roping skills, they were back at the dock. Despite the predicament, the group laughed as Deputy Scotty Finnegan tossed them a rope and began to pull them back to dry land. The sheriff's office added the rescue helped bring levity to the deputy sheriff's jobs. Once in a while, when you see something like this and it comes along, it's a good step back. You take a good step back and enjoy it, smile, and recharge to get back to the heavy stuff again, the office said.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep dummy.
All right. Let's take a break here. And we will continue reading the dummy stories right after we break for the news on here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Friday. All of our regular features coming up. We're in the middle of You Big Dummy. You got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and a special all Aretha Franklin version of Fly Jams Friday. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. All right, let's get back to it. We're back to You Big Dummy. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four. Colorado University is offering to reprint up 9,200 diplomas after an editor of the school newspaper found a big typo. Alec Williams was checking to make sure his name was spelled correctly on his Colorado Mesa University diploma, and he noticed that it said Board of Trustees, spelled with a C instead of a B for Board of Trustees in Old English font. Williams told the Daily Sentinel he laughed, but then got frustrated because he had $30,000 in student loans and a diploma with a typo. CMU President Tim Foster says the university is sending correcting diplomas to the 2018 graduates and then offer them to graduates as far back as 2012. They cost $5 each, so the university is spending nearly $46,000. Foster says CMU designs its diplomas, so this mistake is all ours.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number five, dummy number five.
Number five. A 22-year-old man who went for his driver's test left in handcuffs after the examiner became suspicious about a certain odor emanating from the car. News outlets report the examiner alerted a trooper at the Motor Vehicle Administration office who searched the car. A Maryland State Police report says the search found nearly a pound of marijuana, a scale, and more than $15,000 in cash and a weapon. The man did not get his driver's license. But he did get arrested on multiple counts. It's unclear whether he has a lawyer.
Laws, dummy.
All right. We have to vote. Here we go. Let's do a little recap here. Someone stole $98,000 worth of ramen noodles. The dummy who played the same song for 16 years. The people who got stuck on an inflatable unicorn, the university that had a typo on its diploma, and the guy who had marijuana in his car he used for a driving test. This is a strong week. I got to say, you know, I was gone last week. I didn't get to experience the dumminess of dummies. But this is a nice thing to come back to. These people were dumb. Okay, Dan, where are you going with this week?
The inflatable story is pretty great because the police referenced their mad roping skills.
Right.
So that was pretty
fantastic. I saw a picture of that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. But, you know, I think I got to, you know, you're going to a driver's ed class, man. You know, I mean, I'm sure those guys will let a lot of things pass, but that much, probably not.
Yeah. So you're going to go with marijuana gunman.
Yes.
Who, I love the detail. He didn't get his license that day. All right. Esmeralda, where are you going here?
Come on.
Marijuana guy. Marijuana guy. Okay. All right.
They should have just given him the license just for trying.
Just for trying. Good idea.
Like, you deserve it.
Yeah, you can drive with, when you get out of jail. You can drive a car. Now, here's a question that I have. I have a couple questions, Dan, that maybe we can all hash out here. Am I to understand that university had that typo on its diploma since 2012?
Yes.
6 years. That typo has been on there for 6 years.
Yes.
That's, well, you know, that kind of adds a pretty important detail. You know what I mean? Because that's 6 years of dummies.
Right.
We have our winner already. Which is the marijuana man. And I have to say this. The 16 years of playing the same music over... And I love the neighbor. I like Placido Domingo, but not like this. So the guy, we have our dummy of the week. It is marijuana drive test man. But I'm going with the university because that's 6 years of dummy. That typo's been on there 6 years, and nobody noticed it? It took 6 years for somebody to notice that? And they're going to spend like $50,000 to correct it? I don't know. I got to go with that one. But, you know, we have our winner. Officially, the winner is Marijuana Drive Test Idiot. All right. All right, Dan, shall we continue?
We shall.
All right, what are we doing here? Wait, hold on a second. Why don't we try this?
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck.
F-bomb.
Out
of context, context, context. Context, context.
Lorraine, what's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. Straight out of context. You know what this is, everybody. We do it every Friday, and this is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. Let's begin.
We begin with Peter in Decatur here. This one of Justin Kaufman.
I have a unit where it's not as big.
Okay.
Ken emailed this one of you.
He's still doing it. Oh. What was I talking about?
Smokey Robinson.
Oh, okay. So this was a couple of weeks ago, obviously. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kevin from Iowa sent in this one of John Williams.
I just wish my wiener would go like the wind, but it won't.
Can I, what the, what? I don't even know how that could possibly have been a thing. All right.
Craig, Ken from Hinsdale, and Laura heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
Oh, my ding dong is terrible.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh, oh, man. That's pretty special. That's a pretty special. Can I request that one more time? Can we hear that one more time?
Oh, my ding dong is terrible.
All right.
Tracy emailed these of Jim Toronto.
That's hard for me.
I'm naked.
What? He's naked?
Mm-hmm.
Whew. All right, I don't know what goes on here when I'm away.
Yeah.
All right.
Aaron and Aurora sent in this one of Dave Schwann.
Oh, it's big. Oh, yeah. It's big.
Jeez. Wow, Dave, take it easy, Schwanny. Good Lord. Wow.
Kathy and Antioch heard this one of Wendy.
You can just leave it hanging there.
One more before we break. Amanda from Georgia emailed this one to Brian Noonan.
Tomorrow I just bring a handful of meat.
Oh, good. Gonna bring a handful of meat. All right. That's straight out of context. We'll continue, but we have to break here for weather and traffic.
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as
F-bomb.
As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context, context, context.
Contact. Contact.
Lorraine, What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday is coming up, and it's a special all Aretha Franklin edition of Fly Jams Friday. So that's coming up as well. We also have Nick D Show Spies coming up. But right now we're in the middle of Straight Out of Context. And let's get back to that. Okay, Dan?
Jesse heard, or excuse me, sent in this one of Esmeralda.
I do play with them.
Okay. All right.
Jesse also heard this one of Patty Vasquez.
And I usually do a pretty good job of making sure I'm on top of skilling.
Oh, boy. Who doesn't? All right.
Mike emailed this one of me. For that price, I better get a Cubs player in the room.
Wow. What were you? What kind of filth were you talking about?
Eileen and I had debated getting room at the Zachary for our anniversary since we go to the Cubs game.
Oh, sure.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. All right.
Kelly from Elgin, Brian and Len sent in this one of you.
Bigger is not necessarily better.
I'm sorry. That was Wendy.
That's Wendy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian and Dirty Dave heard this one of Rokan.
I'm almost at the point. It's kind of a little bit hard.
Jeez. We have, like, some really sharp-eared listeners. Mm-hmm. I've got to tell you. All right.
Laura emailed this one of Lou Manfredini.
I'm a big guy. There's a lot to hang on to.
Esmeralda, you were out of the traffic cut. You didn't. Did you hear the earlier Lou Manfredini one?
I did not.
It was, my ding-dong is bad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, my ding-dong is terrible. He said his ding-dong was terrible. So, all right.
Peter and Decatur sent in this one of Esmeralda.
You can see it flapping in the wind.
Jeez. All right.
Tim heard this one of you.
I should probably get on that. What did I... Oh. I wanted to read the book, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Stream with, and finally, Stream with Steve emailed this one of Lisa Wolf.
He's on it.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. You guys continued to be filthy, even though I had a week off, and continue to listen 24/7 and keep the Straight Out of Context going. Let's try this thing.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
All right. You know, I'm sorry. I got a little distracted, Dan, because they're playing Cubs highlights on the TV there, and they showed the Rizzo stare down to Strope, which is one of my favorite things of the Cub year. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go online and look at Rizzo giving a stare down to Strope. It's spectacular. So funny. Anyway, all right, you guys know what this is. This is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to hear about it. You become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right.
Our spies this week were Peter and Decatur, Ken and Tim. Patty was talking about listening to John Williams, who had an out of context.
Obviously, Nick D's show does out of context. And it's weird when I make it in there because a lot of my stuff is in context. You don't really...
Like you mean to say it? Yeah,
well, it's not... I mean, it's pretty much... It's blatant many times.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't do double entendres. I just do entendres.
Right.
But so I was listening to John Williams' show today, and he's got... two dogs that are dachshunds,
yes,
which are wiener dogs. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's an event this weekend coming in, and you're supposed to bring your dog. And he goes, my wieners don't do well in public. They don't perform God. Well in public. I'm like, how is that?
That is a complete Nick DiGilio.
Yeah, I was like, I was doing the dishes, and I wasn't even drinking water, and I had a spit take. I was
like, Williams, what are you doing, man?
Put it away, man. Put it away.
Put those doggies away.
Yeah, that and it made it.
It did. A version of it.
A version of it made it. So, yes, good ears, Patty. All right.
Carl Murray, Lisa Wolf, and Roger Battis were mentioning why you had the week off and why you love this time of year.
All right, we got about another 20 minutes of the show. Then Brian Noonan is coming in here.
Yep.
He's taking Nick DiGilio's place this week, I believe, because Nick's on vacation.
No, he's at the convention for horror films.
Yeah, horror convention.
Well,
that's right.
But that ended Sunday. I think he's taken
vacation. Well, today is Sunday. Yeah. Sort
he's
of.
Probably today recuperating.
He's been there all weekend.
He's recuperating.
So.
Yeah, it's going to take him a while.
It might. We as we say, this is his Christmas.
You know.
yeah. Yeah. I particularly needed some time off for this year's flashback convention. You know, a hurricane named Dana, my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo. Yeah, let's just say I needed a few days to recover from that. And it's really funny because I've been like Dana and I have been texting like every day now because she's just kind of like she's been back home for a little while in Ohio. She's been a nomad for a while. And it's just like even the texts are crazy. I love her. I love her. And it was a great weekend. So, yes, I did. I took a week off. Thank you, Brian Noonan, and to Mark Carmen for filling in one morning as well. All right.
Richard Bader was on the show with John Williams.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that he was previously on with you.
Mm. Robert Bader. And he's sitting right next to me. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, I've been on here before.
With Nick DiGilio.
Yeah, I had a book about the Marx Brothers that Nick did a piece on with me a couple of years ago.
Well, okay, let's just start there for a second. What should I know or remember about the Marx Brothers?
Well, the book was...
What?
Sorry about that. Bad edit job by me. Oh. That was supposed to end 4 seconds earlier.
I thought I was just getting into the conversation.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
So was I, apparently.
John, this is... This is such an interesting conversation. I don't know where to edit. That's great. All right.
And the last one. Last week when Brian Noonan was filling in for you, he talked about being cast in a small TV part and what the process is like, and you got mentioned.
I'm talking about the audition process because, as I mentioned, I know Nick has talked to people. And Nick, you know, Nick, having been a director, has had to sit in and audition people. And it's just a dehumanizing process. And I know everybody's going, boo-hoo, you chose... Yeah, I know. It's not like going out and breaking rocks for a living. But imagine walking into a room filled with strangers and them judging you immediately, whether you're good enough or not.
Yeah. And I've been on both sides of the equation, and they both suck. I always try to be... When I would direct shows and cast people, I would try to make people as comfortable as possible because... First of all, you want to let the people know that you're rooting for them. You know what I mean? They came here. We want to see you. You know what I mean? It's an uncomfortable scene. He's absolutely right. The audition process is one of my least favorite things about doing theater. So I actually, when I was lucky though, Dan, I only auditioned twice for a part because I ran the company for a while, so I was already like pre-casted in shows. So that was an easy thing.